world for no cloning.
Paul LaVoy.
That's right. That's our theme today. Right, Michelle?
It is. And I chose that song specifically not just because I love the Scorpions, but because it ties in with the Seroptimist message and mission of, hey, you know, you are in control of your life and making it better.
And so. You love the Scorpions.
Well, I know. But
you love the Scorpions more than I love the Scorpions.
So it all worked out because that verse, especially that first verse, ties in perfectly with what we're talking about.
I should probably translate it because it's a very heavy German accent from Klaus Meine.
Klaus Meine.
Klaus Meine from the Scorpions. Did you ever have a secret yearning? Don't you know it could come true? Now's the time to set wheels turning, open up your life for you. If you take life as a crazy gamble, throw your dice, take your chance, you will see it from a different angle, and you too will join the dance. Make it real, not fantasy.
Yeah.
That's their optimism.
You are in control of your destiny is basically what they're saying.
I like it.
They're rocking out hard.
So, time to make you jealous, right? Because you're a little bit younger than me.
A lot, I believe.
Oh, ouch. Wow. So, 1983, us 83, right?
Yes.
I was just getting done with my second year of college. And we journeyed down to Glen Helen Regional Park from Las Vegas. And US Festival was there, and it was like 7 or 8 bands on Heavy Metal Day on that Saturday.
I was there.
The Scorpions were the next to last band before Van Halen. They should have been the last band. They were that phenomenal.
And
it was dark. It wasn't twilight like when Triumph came on. And they rocked so hard. The Scorpions were unbelievable. And I had seen them with Girl School about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks before in Vegas. I don't know if you remember Girl School. But anyway, really, really, really good import band. And then they got signed by Mercury.
You'll have to sing it to me.
But I digress. Anyway, that's my phrase of the week. I digress. But anyway, no, the Scorpions live back in the day were amazing. So now we're going to see Love Drive at the AV on the 29th, I believe it is. Marissa's going to go with me. And she's kind of a Scorpions fan, but I watched their demo, right, and some of their live stuff on YouTube, and I closed my eyes, and all but Klaus was, like, perfect.
Oh. You
can't duplicate Klaus's voice.
I was going to say, is the new Klaus better or worse or just different?
I'm not going to say. It's just, you can't it's like trying to duplicate Kevin DuBrow from Quiet Riot, right? I'm just saying, you can't.
Or Freddie Mercury or something.
And they almost did. Not that he's a great human or anything. But anyway, like I said, I digress. We are talking, it is July 30th, 2026, a Thursday, one more day till I don't like saying vacay, but vacay. So there you go, right?
I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. There's a little pit stop in Vegas, then on to Central Coast, then back, and then the D-backs game on Friday, which I already have the tickets for.
Nice.
And I get to see Shohei Ohtani, hopefully.
Oh.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. Anyway, we are talking with Seroptimist International, Lake Havasu Chapter President, Debbie Harris. Yes, Debbie's here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You look like a friend of mine, someone who cuts my hair, but with different hairstyle.
I get that often.
Do you?
Yep, I have one of those faces.
No, you don't. No, I like the shirt, too. I already told her this off the air. I want that shirt, but not the ladies' cut, right?
Could bring out the best in you. You never know.
You don't have anything else but ladies' cut. You're a ladies' organization,
No, we have
right?
the unisex just crew neck
Are
cut
there men?
Also.
That's a good question, though. Are there men in Seroptimus?
Not as members, but they do come to a lot of our functions, and they're called the Seroptimisters.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that a lot. What if you had a meeting on a patio under a mister, right, with the Seroptimisters? That would be tight. Anyway, we want to talk about women at their best, working to help other women to be their best. And Debbie Harris is the president. Oh, you're president-elect?
That means vice president, but I'll be the...
It says president-elect.
I know, same thing. I'll be the president next year.
Oh, so do we call the lieutenant governor the governor-elect?
No,
absolutely not. All right, so chapter president Debbie Harris. How many people in Seroptimus here locally?
Here locally, we run between 35 to 40 members.
Okay. Yeah. From what type of backgrounds?
All kinds of backgrounds. We have a member who started back in 1972, so she was almost with the founding females of Seroptimus.
What do you mean almost?
So we were founded here in Lake Havasu City in 1971.
Oh,
we're celebrating our 55th anniversary.
That sounds like Golden K. Kiwanis?
They're celebrating their 55th also?
No, that's around that same time. There was a Golden K, and now it's Kiwanis of Lake Havasu City. But it's real close to that time frame. If somebody from Kiwanis wants to call, because their meeting is, I don't know, in 45 minutes. So they're probably listening on their way in.
But, Debbie, what else is having an anniversary this year, their 55th?
Oh.
You?
The London Bridge. London.
Have you been married 55 years? I hope not.
Well, I would have been fetal, maybe.
I'm saying you look pretty good for your age.
The London Bridge is
I would
celebrating.
Be, if I was, I'd be 7 at the altar.
I would be 4.
4?
Yeah. Oh, as I said, you're quite a bit older than I am.
Quite a bit? 3 years is not quite a bit. Wow. we are friends, right? I just want you to know.
I tease.
Playing the Scorpions for the Open. The very first time I've ever played the Scorpions for the Open.
Well, I'm honored that you did so.
You should be. That's, I mean, but it's the Scorps, man.
Right.
So.
So we share an anniversary with the London Bridge.
That's right.
So the famous landmark here in Lake Havasu City.
Isn't that hard to believe? We just did the 50th. Remember the 50th?
I do.
How big a deal it was?
Yes.
And it seems like it was last year or the year before.
It's 5 years ago.
I get that. I get that. I know. I've been here 6 now. We're going on 7. And I can tell by Steve's hair. So, right? Anyway.
Getting a little paler, yes.
Anyway. Guess who's coming on at the bottom of the hour?
Andrea Foote.
Yes.
Oh,
Andrea Foote.
I know her.
We know her.
And I don't know how that happened yesterday. All I can think of is somebody else was booking. Or I was out, and I don't know. I didn't. It's not me. I didn't do it.
It all worked out.
Yes, it worked out really well. And Andrea is so forgiving that she's coming on today at 11:30.
Well, it gave her more time to prepare as well.
She goes, "What are we going to talk about?" And I said, "You, Anderson, sponsorships, the community,
yeah,
something,
everything.
Something you can take about an hour to talk about." So, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She never runs out of words.
And to get back to your question about the kind of women who join, we have a lot of business women who join our organization, retired women. Talked to a school teacher yesterday. So women who just really want to give back and support girls and women in Lake Havasu City.
And have a
good time.
I don't want to say incorrect, but it just seems like you don't hear of organizations that are only for women, only for men, only for the, you know, maybe for teens, but not like teen girls. But you also have a teen, what, S Club?
S Club out of the high school.
One of the bigger clubs
mm-hmm.
in school, right?
It has been.
School starts today, you know.
I know.
Tell me about S Club.
It's a group of girls. They used to do the Powder Puff.
Football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not doing it this year. It's held by another organization.
I don't think they had Powder Puff when I was in high school, because I would have wanted to get in on that.
My school didn't have it because it would have required a weapons check.
Oh.
but Western High did, which was our rival, and they weren't exactly in North Las Vegas like we were, so. If you know anything about Vegas's geography. But anyway, no, the Powder Puff game is no longer.
No, it's still happening, but it's another organization that took over it. Yeah.
But your S Club raises money in a lot of ways, right? And do they raise that for teen girls, or is that raised for women as well?
A variety of things.
Okay.
One thing they did last year with our Uplift Her program is they provided period packs to elementary schools, something that there's a gap there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, it is.
And, wow, for girls that young?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mom was a school teacher, and she said a lot of the girls start when they're about 9 or 10 because she taught fourth grade.
Yeah. Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I have daughters, so that does make sense. But, wow. Yeah. It just seems like something that we didn't even, when I was in school, it wasn't that, you know, it was there, but it wasn't there. Not in elementary school. So, anyway. How many girls are in? Is that one of the bigger clubs?
It varies from year to year.
I'm asking because Key Club is huge.
Yeah.
It's a very big club.
Yeah.
So I would imagine S Club being that you're the same type of organization.
Yeah. It's smaller in recent years.
Because it's only girls, whereas Key Club has both girls and boys.
Good call. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the results of those members being in those clubs? From when they go in to when, you know, let's say freshman year, and then they go in their senior year, you're like, is that the same kid or same student? No, they're more outgoing. They speak in public. They're, you know, organize projects, organize events, right?
Yes, they do get a lot of experience speaking and leading, and then some of them become Soroptimus members when they get older.
So do you have a Live Your Dream Awards coming up, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the main reason for you being here?
Yeah, absolutely. It starts August 1st. We accept applications through November 15th. It's really to help women become financially independent and continue on their education dreams. We're looking for women who are head of household. They're attending a undergrad or vocational skills training, and they have a financial need, and they can apply for Live Your Dream.
How did you get involved with S Club? I mean, Soroptimus. Soroptimus International, Michelle.
Well, as an employee of Anderson Auto and Power Sports Group, my boss said, hey, and I'm in the marketing department, my boss, Andrea Foote, who you know, she said, hey, we need to get out in the community. And she does a number of things, as you well know, and she's on many different boards. And I was already a Chamber of Commerce ambassador. She's like, hey, you need to join one more thing. And I got, I was invited to the Soroptimus Live Your Dream Awards. So she and I attended, and then I applied to become a Soroptimus member, and here I am.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've had a great time.
What about you, Debbie?
So I retired almost 4 years ago.
You thought you retired.
I thought I retired. I'm busier now than ever. And I wanted to get to know women in the community and give back to the community because my job was all travel and I could never, you know, focus on local issues. So joined Soroptimus. The women are wonderful, very welcoming, and love their mission.
Nice. Very nice. Tell me about some of the past winners of the Live Your Dream. Either of you can answer that one.
Well, I know when I worked at Hospice of Havasu before, one of our CNAs, which is a certified nursing assistant, she applied so she could advance along her career path and become a nurse. And it really gave her a kickstart, and she's in nursing school right now. So it helped her kind of advance in her career.
We had a woman, 2024, our Live Your Dream awardee. She was in school for a psychology degree. She had 6 kids. In fact, she was pregnant when she was moved up to our regional level, and she wasn't even able to attend. She did it by video. So she won like $4,000 toward her degree. So
I look distracted here, but I'm not. There's a
there's
a method behind my madness here.
Multitasking. So
I have the iPhone, which is this is the speak out text line. Okay, we have the talk line here and the text line here.
Okay.
So 928-727-5566, and the person texts that I want to say student council took it over from what I remember as far as S Club goes.
Yes, that's
is that
correct.
Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like it's in capable hands, and you know, unless Summer is president of student council or something, right? That's a Napoleon Dynamite joke. Vote for Summer.
I watched that movie once because everyone was all excited
about
it. I didn't really.
No? You didn't connect?
It was lost on me.
You never lived up in the Mormon section of Idaho?
No, the guy was just like, such a boy. I know that was his appeal, but...
Working in an egg farm? Are you kidding me? That's like the highlight of
any
team. Well,
isn't it Vote for Pedro, right? I remember that.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man. We need to take a break here pretty soon. But, again, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And the Live Your Dream Awards, what can you use the money for?
Towards your education or, you know, anything that you need to get you by, the books.
We've done athletic scholarships for high school girls.
Oh, absolutely. So there's the Live Your Dream Award, but we do a lot of other grants and community service grants, job training grants, high school athletics. Last year we gave away over $22,000 to 17 women and girls here in Lake Havasu City. The year before, it was around $30,000 to 19 women and girls.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So people need to apply.
That's really... Now, you have to justify that, of course.
Well, Live Your Dream, absolutely. There are certain criteria, but then we have other awards later in the year that we give out, the ones I just mentioned for job training and community service. But there, yeah, definitely financial need is what we look for.
And okay. Head of household.
And yeah, except for some of the awards, they don't have to be head of household. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Live Your Dream, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Are you sticking around for the Andrea interview too, or are you guys not really that type of team?
No, I think I am sticking around. I was voluntold.
Well, I need to ask you something off the air. I watch a lot of Fire Stick, and I see a lot of Anderson commercials on certain programs.
You do?
Is that your doing?
No, because I have a Fire Stick, too, and I haven't seen anything.
That's pretty cool. When you see local commercials on a Fire Stick, how did Michelle do that?
That is probably the co-op money, so the manufacturers, they'll have, I'll just say Toyota as an example, and then because we're the Toyota dealership in this area, then it will be branded with us. That's how that
happens. Didn't you just take credit?
I mean, yeah.
I'm kidding. All right, a little Love Drive. This is the song Love Drive from the Scorpions, and I can't even describe the album cover on the air. It's just kind of, it's misogynistic, right?
They took artistic license,
but
we'll just say it that way.
Up until Blackout, they were very misogynistic.
This is the
70s. Oh, yeah, for sure. And they're from Germany.
Right.
So, all right, Speak Out will continue. We are with Debbie Harris, chapter president for Seroptimus International of Lake Havasu City, and Michelle Guardia, president-elect. Michelle Guardia. So were you already elected?
Yes, we had a vote.
Okay, because that's what president-elect
means.
Well,
I'm not saying...
Not that you're the vice president.
Right.
It is confusing.
So I could have been the only
candidate. I'm a political animal.
I could have been the only candidate, so,
all right.
You know.
Speaking of animals, let's go to some scorpions. 928-854-5687. Give us a call. You know, I'm here because you're out there, right? Or they're out there, and that makes it possible for me to be in here. The callers.
Right.
All right.
The listeners as well.
Well, yeah.
You could be listening and not calling.
But it's talk radio, not listen radio.
True.
Okay. Thanks.
I always thought like we were talking.
Back with more. Stay with us. Actually talk over this? That stinks. What's up?
Was this the late 70s or mid?
Oh, man.
I want to say 78.
Blackout was 81, 82.
Yeah, so this is probably 78.
Animal 80? Magnetism would have been 80, so I'd say 78, 79.
Yeah. So you were like early teen.
Yeah. This is for, this is the one where you're on the road and you miss somebody and
you're yearning for
No, them. I'm not anymore.
Well, I know, I'm just not saying back in the day.
Not for that person.
Oh, sorry.
Speak Out brought to you in part by, that was like 84 girlfriends ago. All right. Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, also known as Warm Sea. And by, I know you love this name, Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, right?
I still don't get the rodeo part.
Oh, have you been in there?
Yeah, but there was no rodeo happening.
Did you see the bull that you put a quarter in and it bucks and you sit on
it? It was in like the back room or something? Because we were in
I think
the
so.
Front. Yeah, that's why I was like, how is it a rodeo?
That's what Dallas said. That's what makes it a rodeo.
Okay, now I know. Their food was good.
I was wondering too.
We had pizza. It was good.
You had what?
Pizza.
Which one did you have?
I don't remember.
Pineapple Peep Show?
No, it had...
Pepperoni?
I probably had a margarita. That's my go-to.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
With or without salt?
No, not that kind.
Oh,
margarita pizza.
Oh, well, if it was a regular margarita, would you have with or without?
I'm allergic to alcohol.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That's awful.
I'm sorry.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't drink much, but when I do, it's, you know, like my mother said, don't mess around. So I'm a tequila drinker.
I was always the designated
driver. She was scotch, I was tequila. So there you go. All right, tell people how they can get involved and join SirOptimus.
Well, they can go to our website to learn more, silh.org.
SirOptimus International Lake Havasu.
City.
Oh, you said C?
Yeah.
LHC.
LHC dot org.
.org.
Nice.
SILHC.org. Yes.
And go to the contact us page. There's a form.
It always confused me about your organization is the international part is in there, you know? But that's part of the name of your local club, right?
It is part of the name. And it is an international organization of about 70,000 members.
Whoa.
Yeah, worldwide.
Worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Is there an international, say, mission? Like, Kiwanis had a mission years ago to eliminate childhood, it's called childhood tetanus in Africa. And it was a really debilitating disease brought on by mosquitoes and that. And there's a simple, you know, vaccination for it. It costs hardly anything. But there were children dying from that. And that's, you know, to serve the children of the world is Kiwanis' mission. What about SirOptimus?
So that's to provide women and girls with access to education and training that they need to achieve economic empowerment, mm-hmm. and especially those who are facing significant challenges.
Okay.
So we give them that step up to pursue their education, training, and their dreams.
Well, that's your mission statement, right?
That's yep. the mission.
Right, right, right. But is there a particular project that you have, like for, you know, a country or this country, girls in particular, you know, something that demonstrates that mission?
Yeah.
That you can think of.
Absolutely. There's called Uplifter, a program, and we look at different issues, you know, that women and girls face. And each quarter, like, for example, the period packs, that came from the period poverty.
Yeah.
And it's not just here, you know, in the United States or Lake Havasu City. It's worldwide. I mean, there are some countries that
you can't go
they
to
can't
school
go to
on
school.
Those days.
Yeah.
No, I can't imagine the cost faced by girls that don't have a job or mm-hmm. an allowance or parents that can't afford it.
Right.
Or you can't go to school because you're on your period and you have
right,
nothing.
Right. Right. That's awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's no bueno.
So
yeah.
It seems like a basic thing, but it can really be a hindrance to them.
Right.
I got you.
And we want women to be able to be, you know, economically, you know, financially independent and, you know, trying to end violence against women and girls.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anything we missed?
Well, you know what's exciting coming up this fall?
You're exciting.
Well, I'm excited. we have our fall meeting coming up in September.
Thank you.
And this year we are it's for our region. What's the region?
It's district. Which encompasses Arizona and parts of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they're coming here to Lake Havasu City.
A district convention?
Yeah.
Here.
Awesome. Here. We're so
nice.
Excited.
Nice. Where are you going to have it?
at London Bridge Resort. All right. We're expecting 130 to 150.
I would imagine.
Women to come.
Right.
And we're looking for, and we've had a great response already, to swag bags. We're looking for stuff to put in the swag bags. We're also holding a raffle. And so we have a Lake Havasu themed raffle basket that we're going to be giving away. And we've had various small businesses donate items to put into that. That's Lake Havasu themed. We also would be willing to take some raffle baskets that we can, raffle off. So, yeah.
So it's an opportunity for businesses not only to help us raise funds, but to get their name in front of people.
Do you know who Minerva Graphics is?
Yes, I just
best baskets ever. If you're listening, Alyssa, I'm surprised Alyssa isn't in your group.
I met her at the Iron Wolf a few weeks ago because she had her ribbon cutting there.
Right.
She's awesome, yeah.
Oh, I know. But she made a holiday basket one year that she was giving out to all the clients in that. And I still have something from that basket. It was like a wine towel. And she just had the best basket ever. So that's all I'm saying. Maybe I only got one basket my whole life or whatever, but it was a pretty cool basket.
You remember it.
I'm kidding. No, it was plus, I just got to get Alyssa's name out on the radio because she's so chill,
right? She's great.
Yeah, exactly. So this is like Marissa's favorite Scorpion song
now. Let's hear it.
It's Holiday.
Oh.
Yeah, which is what I'm doing all next week. And there's no speak out next week, by the way.
Oh.
No speak out. I had to reroute a bunch of shows. So including the Havasu Pioneers. They'll be back in September with a very special guest, from what I understand, from the Chemehuevi Indian Reservation.
Oh.
And, Wacog will be here the following week. Not next week, but the following week. And then Hospice of Havasu was one of them as well.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway, I'm going to bid you adieu.
Are you
going to
turn up the music?
I am, as soon as we stop talking. Because Andrea's coming in. She's going to thump me on the head for going too long, right?
Nah.
Nah? Nah, because you're here. All right, Andrea Foote is next. And you're listening to Speak Out on 106.7, 5, and 3. Voice of the Free. This song isn't even over yet. It's not even close to over.
Well, let's hear it.
All right. You just want to hear Matthias Jobs, right?
Thank you very much for playing it.
All right. Back with more in a moment. And thanks, Debbie, for being here.
Thank you.
Debbie Harris, the president of Seroptimus International, Lake Havasu City, and Michelle Guardia, president-elect. Hey, since so many women are coming into town, can I be an honorary Seroptimister?
You can.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Out. I feel like there should be a big bright light shining on me right now, like an interrogation. Andrea, you're bad.
Oh, Paul.
You can be, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. We got to have some fun.
You know what I really, really like about you? And this is not like, you know who Corbin Carroll is, of course.
Yeah.
He's Amerasian.
Yeah.
And so are you.
Yes.
I love that. No, that's cool. Some of the best major league players that I've ever seen are Amerasian.
And they're probably left-handed, too.
There was one, right.
I'm left-handed.
There was a pitcher from Vietnam that played for the Dodgers for a number of years. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Speak Out brought to you, and not that you're Vietnam, anyway.
It's fine.
It's fine, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
No, I dig that. That's cool. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, by Mojave College, also by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City, and by AMB Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. See, this went from the Scorpions to Chris Stapleton. How How tight is that? Are you?
Him.
Oh, she's on.
But I'm not a country person per se, but this is the one of them.
You want to see a really good Chris Stapleton show? Go to the PBS app. It's PBS Passport. And it's Austin City Limits with Chris Stapleton.
I saw him at the LA Forum.
It's so good.
Yeah, oh, I saw Van Halen there.
Yeah, the LA Forum is a very small venue, and he was amazing.
He had these leather-coated or leather mic stands that were tilted. And I was like, where did... I was wondering if Austin City Limits supplied those or if those were from his road crew. Or, they were cool.
That's cool.
I've never seen a tilted mic stand
like
that.
Why were they tilted?
I don't know, but it was like a 60-degree angle, right? Like
out or this
or
way?
30 degrees.
Was it that way or
no,
this way?
No, it was straight up, but it was like tilted. And then they looked like they were leather, like a leather coating.
In case you guys were wondering, since you can't see and we're on radio, they're both making hand motions.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Andrea Foote is here, as I've introduced in the previous two segments. And, yeah. Andrea, what's your title?
I never
can get that right.
Director of Marketing for Anderson Auto and Power Sports Group.
So is that the new name now with the Power Sports part?
Yes.
That's the new name.
Yes.
What prompted that change?
So that's our main name to represent both the auto and power sports group side, right? And then obviously if I'm on one end, it will just be power sports and marine. So we actually changed our Anderson Power Sports and Marine. We added marine to that, which will be on the new logo at our new facility. So that we broke ground on. So we're super excited for that.
Well, you guys are a super big player in the community as far as support goes. I mean, everyone's like, if you say Anderson, it's almost like fawning, gushing. Somebody, you'll probably be contacted by a friend of mine. They're putting on, you know what the Desert Tromp is?
Yeah, I actually was just on their website this morning.
Nice.
It all goes to the Golden Valley Fire Department.
Oh, now it does. Okay.
Yeah,
that used to be for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it's going to the Golden Valley Fire Department Auxiliary.
Wow.
And it is in November. Nice. And it represents like Topok, Bullhead area.
That whole.
It's really, really cool. And I believe there is where they spend the night as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Autumn Boyle Robinson, it's her brainchild from two different organizations ago. And no, there's like 250 side-by-sides entered. It's huge.
It's huge.
It's at exit 2 off of I-40. Yeah. So, I was just curious because the first thing that came out into my mind, she says, do you know anybody in Havasu that does community partnerships, sponsorships? And I'm like, well, yeah, Anderson, of course, So anyway, yeah, you can blame me.
No, that's my – it's so funny. Our service manager down at our Bullhead store for Anderson Power Sports reached out to me. And he's
cool.
This event's coming up. But, yeah, that would be great. I'll try reaching out. If not,
And that's like their fire district is a fire district. So they survive on,
That's like Desert Hills.
Yeah, what they don't raise in taxpayer money, they go out to the community for. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just curious because it seemed like for years and years and years you were Anderson Automotive Group.
Yeah.
And now there's the power. So you never hear it without the power sports anymore then.
Yeah,
right?
That's good. That means our marketing's working.
Yes.
They purchased Power Sports. Jason purchased Power Sports in 21.
Okay.
So we're going on almost 5 years, which is really cool. And so that has grown. And then a year ago, he purchased a store in Reno, Nevada. So that's been open a little over a year. And that's Polaris, Indian Motorcycle, and CF Moto.
Full disclosure on my part, I've been driving a Anderson Toyota vehicle for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Two different vehicles.
I see you there all the time getting your service done.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the new one's the Corolla hatchback, the brand new one.
Do you like it?
Oh, my gosh. I'll talk to you off the air, though, because there's the Android Auto feature gets a little confused sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I disconnect every day, right?
No, it's so funny. I always say Toyota is the best brand for longevity, service, everything. But for some reason, their technology is always behind.
And
you wouldn't think so, being Japanese.
Yeah, for sure.
And I've heard the criticism about noise in the compartment, right? Like road noise. But this particular vehicle is smoother than almost any vehicle I've ever had.
Yeah, I don't really.
This Corolla.
If you told me you're in a Jeep, I'd say, yeah, road noise. But Toyota is pretty it's pretty silent. I mean, she has a 4Runner.
I don't notice.
Really?
That. I have a Tundra.
Well, I'll consider the source then. You guys know who it is, too. Okay. So, and it's somebody that's political now. But
anyway,
this, I had the sedan, four-door sedan, yeah. But I always wanted the hatch.
Yeah.
And her name is Terry Hatch, by the way, the
nice.
Car. Like, right? One of Charlie's Angels, I believe. Back at, like, after. Anyway, it is so smooth, so quiet. Sometimes I forget I'm in a really small car, like the size of a Mini Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bigger.
A little bit bigger,
but it holds a whole remote. It does. Got the sport model with the rubber, you know, stuff, everything
and
in it.
Really good gas pedal.
It holds a whole remote. Table. Easy up everything.
Yeah.
No, seriously. That,
wow.
That's yeah, exactly.
Because of his band.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, because of all your equipment and everything.
I don't
too.
Do. Well, oh. that's yeah. I'm in. My next band will be called my next ex band.
Okay.
So there you go.
Got it. Nice. Got it.
like my next ex wife.
Oh.
Right. So anyway, no. What are some of the events coming up? Because I know it's event season coming. Is like. I don't want to be out of turn and say name an event that you're not sponsoring. So name me some of the events that you are involved in.
Yeah, so the Community Health Foundation, right, we support.
Havasu Community Health Foundation.
Yeah, Havasu Community mm-hmm. Health Foundation, we support. They have one of their big fundraisers down at Pirate's Den in September. So we're a part of that. We also, IGSBA World Finals, we're a part of the freestyle that Saturday night down at the London Bridge. We sponsor that.
Mm-hmm.
Another big one is the Teach a Child to Fish.
You guys are? I love that.
Yeah, we love that event. 4-2 Forever is now the new name of that, but it essentially Teach a Child to Fish.
What'd you call it?
4-2 Forever. Because Teach a Child to Fish technically has, like, the licensing rights, like... So anyways, so they had to change the nonprofit. They changed it to match the nonprofit.
4-2 Forever.
Yeah,
okay.
Fishing. So that's a huge one. October is a crazy month. We also do a lot of adaptive events as well. So we'll have our Boo Bash that month too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. And
a Boo Bash?
Yeah, we call it the Boo
Not
Bash.
Not to be confused with somebody who's called a Boo, right? That's my Boo.
Yeah.
You're talking about Halloween, right?
Yeah, like, Halloween.
Boo.
I get it. I get scared easily, too. And I don't do anything beyond medium salsa, so. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we also, you know, we have a lot going on in Kingman as well. We're heavily involved in their First Fridays. And then same with Bullhead. I mean, we just right now, Laughlin, Harris, we've had 10 units at the Aquarius and the Edgewater Casino for Nissan. Two of the winners just picked our car last weekend. So like we're connected in every single city we serve in for sure.
Nice. So. Nice. How difficult is it to reach Andrea Foote to, you know, get a sit down, tell people what they're all about. Maybe you haven't heard of the event. You know, you've been in the area for a long time. You went to high school here.
Yeah.
But there's events you maybe have not heard of, but they're worthy of an Anderson sponsorship.
Yeah, there's a lot of events that come our way. I think we are the first one that people think of right,
course.
And want to come
That's
to.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. I think the biggest thing is just a lot of them want to meet in person. And so just like time, right?
Sure.
So making sure, like I like this morning, I already met with Women with Willpower.
Did they get to meet Mateo?
No. No, I
haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, being in the public eye,
you haven't shared any
out.
Pictures lately that I've seen online.
Oh, he's a he's giving me a
is he a handful?
Money. Yeah, he's a handful.
He's
really?
Spirited.
Is that what they call it?
I call it that.
It's not the terrible twos anymore. It's the spirited twos.
He's three. He's a
three
major.
Oh my goodness.
He's a three major.
So, Rockabilly.
Yes.
You guys are
We are
big
the
sponsor
title sponsor for Rockabilly.
And you know what really impressed me with that? And I did the sound for the Desert Storm, like VIP party, mm-hmm. and then the pre-party as well. That display that where like there's on the side in the wings, you had Anderson and Anderson.
Yeah.
That are those new? Because you know the way they do. I don't know if it's an LED or a star curtain or how did they do that
on the stage?
Yes, it's incredible.
We got to ask Mr. Russell.
George Thorogood did it too, by the way.
Yeah.
Every number he had the name of the song in it that was like the design on the tour shirt
uh-huh.
was in the backdrop.
Oh.
It was very cool. Yeah, it was like. But the only song they didn't play is the one I wanted to hear, naturally, right?
I Drink Alone?
No, If You Don't Start Drinking, I'm Going to Leave. I love that song, and they didn't play it. But anyway, no, that's impressive. But I have to ask Mr. Russell.
Yeah, Jim Russell.
He won't know.
Yeah, he will. He's the one who houses the stage.
Oh,
him
I
and Steve Tickner.
No, Tickner's the one to ask, now.
Oh, boy. Hopefully he's not
Jim listening.
Yeah. No, I hope he is listening. Jim's funny. Jim's here every Monday.
I got to get back to them. They've been texting me this week, and I've been
I told
busy.
Jim three times, I'm out next week. No, I'm on vacation. Don't come.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Cambria, Ragged Point, and parts of Big Sur.
Are you going to go to San Simeon and go to Hearst Castle?
I did that last year.
Oh.
Yeah, but there's what's the little one that's got the pier, and it's right by Morro Bay. It's between Morro Bay and Cambria. It's I can't remember the name of it, but they have a cookie company there for shortbread.
Let me ask you this, Paul. Jim Russell comes every Monday.
Yes.
What is that for?
We don't know. I asked Jim one day because we had time to kill. I said, Jim, how did this start? And when did it start? He goes, Jim. He takes the longest question asker ever in talk show history, right? Next to Steve Greeley. Anyway, Jim says, I don't know. I walked in here one day, and I just kept coming back. I think it was with Dave Bell.
So Monday, when is it? Oh, my God, Dave Bell from the paper.
Dave Bell has his own radio show in Safford now.
What?
Yeah.
I miss him. He used to write so many articles.
You miss him?
Yeah, in sports.
Oh, good for you.
He was just my sports person.
So Dave Bell.
All of my articles are from Dave Bell.
I interviewed Rodney Glassman.
Yeah.
And Rodney said, oh, Dave Bell says hi. And I go, oh, where'd you run into Dave? And he said, I just did his show in Safford or wherever it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can come and join Jim Russell then?
You can do whatever you like. Clear it through Tracy, though. She's my security expert.
Okay, so then yes.
But just make sure we have another chair or you'll have to sit in the timeout chair in the corner.
Why? Who else is here with Jim Russell?
A guest.
Oh,
like Hostess of Havasu. Never mind.
He's a co-host.
Never mind. Okay.
Right?
That's fine. Never
is that blonde
mind.
Hair?
If he's ever absent, I can co-host with you.
Is that blonde hair? I'm kidding. You're good. You're real good. So, how long do you plan on doing this? Like, is this your forever job? Is this your dream job? We really didn't have anything... mapped out as far as a topic today.
No.
But I wanted to find out more about, Andrea and Anderson Power Sports. Anderson Automotive and Power Sports.
It's interesting because I think lately in the community I've been approached a lot for a variety of different things, and I'm just loyal. I love where I'm at. I wish I can clone myself, and I wish I could be at all places at once, right? So it's just managing that, and I think some people have a hard time understanding that, like if I can't meet with them right away,
Well, so I'm going to give you a huge compliment, all right?
Yeah.
And this isn't because I like you or anything, but you filled some big shoes.
Scotty T, man, my
boy. Scotty's the man.
He is a man.
You filled some big shoes, and you're still growing in them.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, Scotty definitely put us on the map, and I just took us digitally.
You changed that pair of shoes already. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You're kicking butt.
No, I appreciate that.
No, no problem.
Yeah.
Coming from me, that says a lot. I don't compliment people very often, but thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Sorry for any mix-up yesterday, even though I had nothing to do with it.
It was all Michelle.
It wasn't.
Always blame it on the assistant, right?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, Joyride Auto Spa is now open in the old Car Toys location. For now, customers can receive the discounted hand washes at $39, and you should see the job they do, you guys. Watch the company's remodel unfold. Current hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. from Monday through Saturday. And, they even work when it's 116 out, I guess. So.
Yeah, so do our guys.
That's
hot.
Brutal.
Brutal, man.
Brutal, brutal. All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Little Chris Stapleton going out. And this is what you are soon to be in life, right? A millionaire.
One day.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. right, I'm all stocked up on what's in the corner there? Rice Krispie treats? And I don't really eat Rice Krispie treats. You can hop on if you want, Marissa. But I don't really eat them. But you know who they're for, right?
No idea.
Rich Letman.
Oh, really? So, oh, hello.
You're fine. See, you got to watch this, not listen, all right? But you're fine.
Fair enough.
Rich Letman, Sonny Borelli told me, who's District 3 County Supervisor. Mm-hmm. Rich is District 2 County Supervisor. So I bought Reese's thinking that Rich was a big Reese's guy. He loves sweets.
Oh,
remember
boy.
The fudge we had?
Yeah.
He ate it all.
Oh, my gosh.
In one show. Well, nobody else was going to eat it. I said, dude, have it. Have at it. So Rich is going to be on the show tomorrow. We've got Rice Krispie Treats and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So, Rich, if you're listening, that's all for you, man. I made it happen. And we're going to talk about the county's takeover of the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport, amongst other things happening in District 2. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
See you tomorrow, meow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.